Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military men and women, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe on the Third Watch. Now, to everybody that is out there working, just doing whatever you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That starts with the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And then, of course, we don't forget about our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your Christmas gifts and cards and all that. And, of course, we have our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And we've got our Amazon warehouse people listening, and we thank them for that, as well as our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, and, of course, on Twitter. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we got the one and only, the informidable, always informidable, Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Hello there, Kyle.
Well, hello, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yay!
You know, I'll tell you that.
They're in a good mood tonight down here, I'll tell you that. A lot of people came into town to watch this big game we had last night in New Orleans and Tampa Bay. And, oh, my God, the GOAT was there at the end, won the game with 3 seconds left. Unbelievable, unbelievable come-from-behind victory in the last 4 minutes when the team finally decided to play, I guess, and they beat New Orleans. They were down by 10 points.
Wow, well, that is a good comeback, and to some degree, maybe they feel just another day at the office, but they come through. That's good.
Well, Brady was cool and collected, as he usually is. He's won more of these games than anybody else in pro football, come-from-behind games like this in the fourth quarter in the last minute or so. But this was the closest to the wire that he ever won a game was with 3 seconds to go.
Wow.
This
exciting.
This is the creme de la creme. But they were all happy. All is well in Buckville. We're in first place by a game now. We've got a 500 record. Big deal, huh? Got a 500 record, and we're in first place in our division.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I took a little drive yesterday. I had some neighbors of mine that had gathered some things to go down to the hurricane victims, and they made a call ahead, and we had a church that we were taking them to. So I was the designated driver. So I took some stuff down there to Fort Myers, and I was pleasantly surprised. Wait till you hear this. The holiday spirit after I got off the interstate and headed into Fort Myers was just absolutely everywhere. And I mean everywhere. They had Christmas decorations back up on the street lights. And yes, they had their street lights back. They had where everything was flooded. And I know the street I was on, the water was up 10 feet on the buildings. You could see it in some places. But they were starting to paint it all back again. They were putting the flowers back in there again. They had the Christmas trees decorated like they had before. They had the palm trees they were putting back. And it was just something to see how quickly this community had come together from just a couple of months prior with a devastating hurricane that destroyed everything in its sight.
That is really, really good news, Captain. And, you know, it seems that the people there just made a real choice to move forward and just show their strength in this whole thing. And that is just really uplifting.
Well, I'm saying this for a couple of reasons. Number one, the people still need your help, obviously. But number two, they didn't give up. Like, some would have given up and said, that's it, I'm done. I'm going somewhere else. I've had enough. Nope, they're there. They're going to stick around, they're going to rebuild, and they're going to be better than ever.
That's right. And what a great example, Captain, of the American spirit.
And by the way, a lot of those stores that were destroyed that we saw that were ravaged by floodwaters and the buildings collapsing and all that sort of stuff, they're back. They're back. They've reopened, and they're not all of them, but the ones that have reopened, and it looks like as if almost nothing happened until you look at the structure beside it, and they're still trying to dig the remnants of whatever was in there out and rebuild again.
Right. Well, it will take a while. See, I think you're very right about that, and they still do need your help. But the resiliency and to make this kind of progress in this amount of time is really sensational.
Yes, exactly. And I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning, and Tuesday morning around here means only one thing. It means Mission Barbecue for lunch. And that's where I'll be today from 11:30 to 1:30, Mission Barbecue on West Waters. In the meantime,
this is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and if you want to meet Patrick Hyland today, the Sports Zone quarterback and one of my show contributors, plus he has his own show on Sundays, the Sports Zone, he'll be there with me at Mission Barbecue on West Waters here in Tampa, what is actually called Town and Country, but it's at the north end of the airport, just north of the northern runway there. So can't miss it. Can't miss it. Get off the Veterans Expressway at West Waters and go over three lights, and it's right there on the right-hand side. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on almost 9 years. It'll be 9 years come January 1st. I found out about it just the way you are on the radio, driving down the road. Somebody came through on one of those late night over-the-road truck shows and was talking about it. If you've got back problems and leg problems and shoulder problems and aching and pains and stuff that you just can't seem to get rid of, you might want to try this product because all you had to lose was $19.95 if it didn't work. By the way, that was almost 9 years ago. It's still $19.95 to try the quick start, the 3-week quick start. And it worked. Simple thing, statement is it worked. That's why I continue to talk about it today. If it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it at all, period. But for $19.95, you can get something that will take care of those aches and those pains and the sore muscles and all that sort of stuff and keep you going, and might even, over the long term, help you get the healing, whatever the problem is that you got going, because what it's got in it has some agents that help out doing different things. The product is simply all natural, number one. It's turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which actually helps your body's natural response to inflammation and pain. Now, it'll also help with the swelling that you have, too, because usually when you have inflammation, you have swelling of some sort. It'll lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source of the pain, and that's a great thing. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you're in like Flynn, and it just might help you, because Kyle will tell you,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. You betcha. You betcha. Running on empty. You betcha.
Yep.
A lot of friends of mine, a lot of people around the countryside got a lot of messages about Elon Musk. People are saying thank God for Elon Musk. One of them is James Comer, congressman from Kentucky, who's going to be the chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee here January 3rd after the Republicans take control of the House, pointing out that the evidence now coming out about the Biden crime family and friends may, in fact, cause Joe Biden to not want to run for office. He may not want to get any deeper in the swamp than what's already coming out.
Well, I would think that that would be the regular reaction by a politician, perhaps, but also watch, I think, Captain, for the Democrats to dig in even further. They will double down, as they already really are, on this Russian disinformation sort of tack that they have, because they think that that's going to work. If they keep yelling it loud enough, maybe it'll ring true. But the good thing about Elon Musk and what he's doing, bringing out all this information, is actually flies in the face of the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, that is, in that, you know, more information is supposed to be good, right? But they were the ones who really wanted to get information suppressed back in the 2020 election regarding Joe Biden and all this. And it just seems to me that it's pretty reasonable that less information is bad, more information is good. So I think the American people are really going to react to this the way that we think that they will, and that is to say this information is pretty damning.
Today is Tuesday, the 6th of December. What does that mean if you live in Georgia?
Well, today's, I guess you call it the last day of voting. I mean, we used to call it Election Day, but I think they call it now the last day of voting. But maybe not the last day of counting.
I was going to say it. Maybe the last day of voting, but they're sure going to be counting. One of my friends, one of my attorney friends, is actually on a task force up there for Walker, Herschel Walker, and I'm trying to read this because I got a little note from her, too. It's our former congressional candidate here, Amanda Mackey. She's up there with the Republican Party as one of the attorney teams to make sure that there's no hanky-panky crap going on.
Very good. Exactly. Yeah. Because that's this kind of thing, Captain, you know, there's still always going to be fraud. People are going to try to do fraud, but that's why you have to be vigilant about it.
Well, yeah. And of course, we know that the incumbent, Senator Warnock, got in under dubious consequences. They kept counting votes until they found enough for him. Was pretty much what a lot of people think. But the thing of it is we've had daily records on the early voting set three times during the voting. Three times they've broken the record for early voting. I am of the opinion, based on what I've been hearing and what people have been telling me they've been seeing, that a lot of that voting has been Democrats.
Right. So I guess what we're saying is that Stacey Abrams will not be able to say there was too much voter suppression, no matter what.
Wasn't any.
Although she might even try. You know, I wouldn't put it past her. But, well, that's, you know, to some degree, that is good. You've got a lot more people voting in the grand sense. Republicans will probably turn out more today on the 6th. We'll see. Captain, I do think that if there's any postmortem on this, if it goes the way of Warnock, it's going to going to be Herschel Walker, was he the right candidate? But I'm not going to go there because I do think that the choice is still very clear. Herschel Walker, I think, is going to make much better decisions to represent Georgia than Warnock ever would, and I'm hoping that the voters have that same kind of perspective.
Well, here's what we the people need to do, especially the people in Georgia that are listening to me right now and our affiliates up there, including AM 920 The Answer in Atlanta. They need to get on the telephone, and they need to tell the people that work in these election offices by whatever means that they have to get a hold of them, plus the elected politicians, and say, look, quit screwing with the vote. We're watching you. We're watching you. And this next election, if you don't get this right once and for all and not have all these problems you've had before, you can expect many of you to not be in office after the next cycle comes through.
Right, because
we need to scare the you-know-what right out of them, because these people, once they get in, they don't want to get out.
They don't want to get out, and they don't want to listen to the people that actually put them there, because the people ultimately have the power. This is, today, Captain, that's almost a radical idea. Back in the early 70s, right, John Lennon saying power to the people. Well, golly, we've come full circle, haven't we? Because the idea now is that you have the liberal establishment thinks that, okay, well, we're just in charge, and the people do what we say, not the other way around. I think it's pretty striking.
Now, there was a report over the weekend. I didn't say much about it yesterday. I said a little about it. I'm going to say some more about it with Denise when she comes on. But Donald Trump talked about maybe the Constitution needed to be revised or changed because some of the regulations and things in there were way outdated. He gave the impression that maybe the Constitution isn't all it's cracked up to be, or at least that's what the way the newspapers took it. I'm not so sure that he said it that way, but that's the way they wrote it, and we're stuck with it. So Trump is fighting back by saying, hey, I was just kidding, making a joke, because I knew the person that had it would make it sound like it was three times worse than what it was. But you don't joke about stuff like that.
You don't joke about stuff like that. Donald Trump is a candidate. He's declared that he's running for president. Why give any ammunition about that to do something like that? It doesn't make any sense. And so, unfortunately, I think a lot of the things that Donald Trump has said and done recently are pretty problematic.
Yeah.
Any other candidate would have a huge problem with that.
Yeah, and he's in trouble with some of his base because some of his base is going, wait a minute, that's not what we signed on for. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour break. Coming right up.
L1, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. Democrats want to pass a spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the 2023 fiscal year. Many Republicans are opposed to this, including New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, who weighs in on the issue on Fox News.
There should not be a long-term spending bill here. A continuing resolution should be passed to fund the government into January so that the new Congress, myself included, can get in there and rein in this reckless, out-of-control spending.
In Monday Night Football action, Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers face off against the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Now, you've heard me talk, folks, about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, for a number of years. Of course, I've been using a MyPillow ever since I first heard about it, and I've been getting some tremendous nights of sleep. I've also got the MyPillow mattress cover. I've also got the MyPillow Giza sheets, the MyPillow towel set, which, by the way, that's on special right now. You can save $50 on that towel set by going over to MyPillow.com using the promo code CAPTAIN. And save yourself $50. Now, there's a whole bunch of other stuff there. He's got so many specials, I can't even mention them. I don't have enough time to do it. But if you go to MyPillow.com and you go into the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll find special after special after special after special after special all over that page. And all you got to use is the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Promo code CAPTAIN gets you those reduced prices. Otherwise, you got to pay full price. Now, you can also call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details about what it is that they've got on sale in there. And I'm telling you, it's like they're selling the whole building. But in that room, in that page, the Radio Lister Specials page, everything in there is in there at tremendous savings. So it's MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. If you want to call them, you can. 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. And don't forget about the My Store either. My Store, Mike Lindell's My Store, got a lot of stuff in there for your kitchen, appliances, as well as just the little things that will help you around the kitchen, things for your dining room, your den, your living room, your man cave, whatever. You'll see a lot of different things in there, so check it out, too. That's mystore.com. And don't forget, promo code is always going to be the word Captain. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We heard yesterday Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, said that he is absolutely considering joining the GOP presidential race in 2024 and going up against Donald Trump. And he said the reason for it is because there's a need in their party, the Republican Party, and our country to have different leadership in the future.
Well, I don't think that's too far off the mark. I think I would only add to that that I think the party needs to have some kind of unifying message. It needs to coalesce, I think, around a particular concept that all the different party candidates for all the different down the ticket, can put forward, so that there is some sort of consistency. And whether that's who that's going to be from, we don't know yet. But they do need to coalesce, and they have to find a way to get through the primaries without doing too much damage. Because the reason I say this, Captain, is that the Democrats are still going to be very, very formidable. Whether they run Joe Biden or whether they wind up running somebody else, depending on what's happening in the world, they still will find a way to try to play off of the divisions that could exist in the Republican Party.
Well, let me ask you a question. Joe Biden says he's going to run in 2024. He says he's definitely running. However, with this information that's coming out off this laptop computer, it's not just tweets anymore or emails. Now they have recordings of voices and people saying things.
Well, right, exactly. So, in other words, it can keep getting worse and worse. I guess the central question is going to be how the mainstream or the legacy media really begins to treat it. They're going to be all in to help Biden or just help the Democrats. But right now, Joe Biden has to keep saying he's going to run. Otherwise, it would totally diminish anything that the president says or does. I mean, he would be immediately seen as a lame duck. We can speculate that he might step down for health reasons, this kind of thing. We know about the various, sort of scenarios where you get somebody like Gavin Newsom to actually be the nominee even before the primaries happen, this kind of thing. But I think they're going to take it to the very limit before they'd ever have Joe Biden step down for health reasons, that kind of stuff.
Well, there are at least four people going to run for president on the Republican side, as well as the Republican National Committee chairperson. there's some interesting challenges going on there. There's no given as to who is going to be the chairman or chairwoman. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens there, since there's other names that are throwing their names into the hat, so to speak.
Well, exactly. And here we've just come off the midterm, so now's the time to think about that kind of stuff. But also, of course, with the new GOP House coming into power, that's also going to be really key. I think if they really focus on the things that are important to everyday Americans, and also with a mind towards independent voters, just try to stay away from some of the hyper-partisan stuff, I think that they're going to set themselves up very well. And I think, once again, we sort of circle back. There's that phrase again, right? They circle back to Donald
Trump.
Circle back, that's right. Donald Trump is also going to be a factor here on how people decide they want to campaign about him, or what they're going to say in their campaign about him, I should say, and how that's going to sort of how voters are going to react to that. So I think you'll start seeing different camps develop, those who are only for Trump and those who are thinking about whether or not the party has moved on from Donald Trump. Not the sense that the Trump policies were bad or shouldn't be brought back, but is Trump the candidate the right person at this point?
Well, Americans who may be very weary of footing the bill for the Ukraine in its defense against Russia are finding absolutely no friend in Hungary. In November, the European Union proposed to give impoverished Ukraine, with over 80% of its nation without electricity right now, amongst other necessities, some $18.6 billion in critical humanitarian aid, including support for energy and healthcare facilities. But now Hungary has vetoed the transfer of the crucial aid package, leaving it to be paid for totally by the United States.
Yes, very interesting. And, of course, there's even a lot of people in the United States who are wondering, you know, how that money is spent, where, you know, whether or not it's going where it's supposed to go or doing what it's supposed to do. But overall, the overarching thing, of course, is that the war cannot spread outside of Ukraine. If it begins to do that, it may be something we can't get back.
Well, yesterday it was reported that drones from the Ukraine, not sure who they were fired by, but they believe it was the Ukrainian Air Force. Drones were a couple of hundred miles deep into Russia going after military targets, and they killed some people at the targets that they struck. But in the meantime, Russia was back over into Ukraine bombing the hell out of some villages and civilian targets.
Well, you know, Captain, what a terrible tragedy, because we continue to see what is Vladimir Putin's all-out total war against the people of Ukraine. It's ceasing to be any kind of strategic endeavor, it would seem, and now he's going to go for broke. That's just a terrible thing. But he's got to be mindful, though. The world continues to watch. And the atrocities are not going to be forgotten anytime soon. Even if Putin was deposed tomorrow or somehow out of the picture, it's going to take a long time for Russia to ever do anything that's going to get the trust of the world back. And there's still going to be consequences.
Yeah, there is. And we're going to have to wait and see what those consequences are going to be. Now, let's see, where's my clock here? We're coming up on, got about 30 seconds. The Philadelphia City Council approved a permanent 10 p.m. curfew as crime continues to rise in Philadelphia. Most of it's being done at night, especially in the wee hours of the morning, and they're trying to get the people off the street so that they can concentrate on the criminals, not the civilians that are out there wandering around.
And remember, this is an American city this is going to be a chronic issue. Can you imagine the city that you live in say, nope, you got to be off the street by 10 p.m.? You know, this is unfortunately an outgrowth or a result of a very bad policy, shall we say, in terms of going after criminals to get it to this point.
They call it the city of brotherly love, not lately. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at our first highway and byway report, our trucker's highway report. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing. Better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, yeah. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing. Swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, better, better swing, yeah. Baby, do you come here often? Hey, baby, now watch your sign. Hold on now, where you going? Jimmy's out.
next in line.
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Why, yes, I went to Harvard. I majored in pre-med.
All right, Kyle, who is that singer?
That's Trace Atkins.
And what's the name of that song?
I don't know the exact name, but I bet you anything it has something to do with Swing, Batter, Batter, Swing.
Well, Swing is the name of the song, but here's the deal. I played that because of there was a couple of huge contracts signed yesterday by some professional ball players, one of them being one of my favorite pitchers, Justin Verlander, signed another contract for millions of dollars. And then there was a couple of other people, another pitcher that had changed teams, I believe, and had signed a $300 million contract over 11 years. So the money was flowing around the ballparks yesterday.
Well, it sure was. And I got to tell you, Captain, when it comes to especially pitching, I mean, that's really something to be able to do that. And, you know, we watch them, and it looks easy, but it's hard.
Nothing easy about trying to hit that ball 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
Nothing easy.
That's right. But it's glorious to watch him do it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, we're going to take a look here. I'm going to read the weather statement here first. A few locations are going to see heavy snowfall today, including the Northern California Mountains and Sierra and across the Northern Rockies and, of course, into eastern Montana. Meanwhile, locally heavy to excessive rainfall is possible across southern Tennessee into northern Alabama and Georgia. And more organized and widespread heavy rainfall threat may be possible probably midweek for the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. So that's where we start tonight. You kick it off. Tell me what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start out west tonight. We've got some dense fog to tell our drivers about, especially here in the southern part of Idaho. If you're coming down I-84 out of Weiser towards Boise on your way to Twin Falls, you've got a dense fog advisory that's also going to be in part of southern Oregon there as well tonight. It's going to go down to about the border with Nevada. We've also got some dense fog to tell you about, a dense fog advisory coming out. Come right there at the border with Idaho and Utah at a place called Snowville. So if you're in near Snowville,
yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah, you've got dense fog, and that, of course, also if you come down I-15 towards Ogden, Farmington on your way to Salt Lake City, you've also got that dense fog advisory going there as well. We've got winter weather advisories all through northern Montana, parts of northern Idaho as well, and you've also got some winter weather along I-94 going through Bozeman, Big Timber there in Montana, so you want to be careful of that. If you're in the Reno area and you're coming down out of Reno into California, that, of course, is Eddie Floyd territory.
Yep.
And welcome to everybody listening on AM 1060 and AM 93.7 as well in that area. Just came aboard here recently. You've got coming through Donner Pass, you've got light snow, and it's 25 degrees there right now, so be careful of that. We also have some winter weather watches and advisories coming out of Denver, I-70 on your way to Glenwood Springs. There's also all kinds of avalanche warnings in that area too, Captain.
Sure.
That can't be too good, so you want to be aware of that. In terms of active snow that we're seeing right now, as you mentioned, in the northern part of California up in the mountains, we are seeing the snow there. We got rain approaching through through Santa Rosa up in Northern California. It's going to stick west of Sacramento right now, it looks like. We've also got snow on I-15 down near St. George in Utah. And as we mentioned about I-70, again, you've got snow coming across the road out there by Glenwood Springs on your way to Utah. And north of Denver on I-25 up near Fort Collins, we got some active snow falling at this very moment. And to round it out, up in Montana, I-90 in Missoula, north of Helena as well, you've got snow coming across the interstates up there. So, more next hour. Be careful out there.
Well, not to be left out, we got to talk about North Dakota. North Dakota's got a mixture of weather up there. They got some wind. They got a developing system that is going to bring more snow to North Dakota. It's currently snowing up I-29 north of Fargo on up to the Canadian border. Snowing in the northwestern corner of Minnesota right now. And it's going to get possibly heavy at times today. But North Dakota's going to fill out with a bunch of snow. So don't worry, you won't be alone there. Now, moving on down, straight down into Oklahoma, central part of Oklahoma, coming up I-35 out of Texas, you're going to have dense fog all the way to Oklahoma City, and it's going to be pretty thick, so be very careful. Southeastern corner of Oklahoma, going over into Arkansas, you're going to have fog all the way across to Little Rock, up and down I-30. You're also going to have fog over towards Memphis, Tennessee. You're going to have fog going up I-55 up into, let's see, the southeastern corner of Missouri. It's going to continue into Illinois, and it's going to go right up the Illinois-Indiana line, and you might get a little bit of fog about the lower half of Indiana today, this morning, that is, south of Indianapolis, and the southwestern corner of Ohio could see some dense fog. You definitely have got fog right now in the western part of Kentucky. That could spread down below on the Gulf. Well, there it is again, that dense fog starting out in, let's see here, Big Bend in Florida, which is north of Ocala and northwest of Gainesville. But it's right there along the Gulf and all the way across the Panhandle, I-10, right about Live Oak, straight across all the way to New Orleans. So there you go. You're going to have fog all the way across. And that fog is also going to be up into the southern, southeastern corner of Alabama. It's going to be in Mississippi, the lower end of Mississippi coming out of New Orleans on 55 and going across I-10. It'll be there in Mississippi as well. And then we have one little stretch that takes us up into Georgia, brings us across not quite to I-75, but it's spreading, so it could be there next hour. But be advised, it is definitely getting real thick again, the fog. And, of course, we've got more to come because, as we just mentioned, there probably is going to be another front coming in from way out west. And then way down below in South Texas, not to be forgotten about, they got some fog down there tonight, down around Eagle Pass. So there you go. All right. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Don't forget, check them out. When you see them, pull on in there. Take advantage of all the great things they have, the Pilot and Flying J. And we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Top of the hour news coming up right after all these messages that we got coming your way. Our stations take their break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477.
NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.